We have to take care of this, the sarge said. You boys know that. They knew it, and still none of them moved. What if some of them are still alive? That was what Sandy was thinking. It was a ridiculous idea. The bat thing had been in a plastic evidence bag, which had been in a sealed Eskimo cooler for 6 weeks or more, but knowing such an idea was ridiculous wasn't enough. Logic had lost its power, at least for a while. When you were dealing with a one-eyed thing that had its brain, its green brain, in its chest, the very idea of logic seemed laughable. Sandy could all too easily imagine those black pellets in their gauzy overwrapping starting to pulse and move about like lethargic jumping beans on the little desk as the fierce glow from the tensor lamps warmed them back to vitality. Sure, that was easy to imagine. And sounds coming from them. High little mewling noises. The sounds of baby birds or baby rats working to be born. But he had been the first one out, God damn it. He could be the first one back in. At least he could do that much. Come on, Sandy said, and stepped over the threshold. Let's get this done. Then I'm going to spend the rest of the night in the shower. You'll have to wait in line, Tony said. So they cleaned the mess up as they had cleaned up so many on the highway. It took about an hour, all told, and although getting started was hard, they were almost themselves by the time the job was finished. The biggest help in getting back on an even keel was the fan. With the tensor lamps turned off, they could run it with no worries about popping a breaker. Kurt never said another word about keeping the supply room's door shut, either. Sandy guessed he'd figured any poor quarantine they might have managed had been breached to a fare-thee-well. The fan couldn't clear that sallow stench of cabbage and bitter peppermint entirely, but it drove enough of it out into the hall so that their stomachs settled. Tony checked the video cam and said it appeared to be fine. I remember when Japanese stuff used to break, he said. Kurt, do you want to look at anything under the microscope? We can hang in there a little longer if you do. Right, Sandy? Although not enthusiastic, Sandy nodded his head. He was still deeply ashamed of the way he had puked and run, felt he hadn't made up for that yet. Not quite. No, Kurt said. He sounded tired and dispirited. The damn gummy bears that fell out of it were its litter. The black stuff was probably its blood. As for the rest, I wouldn't know what I was seeing. Not just dispirit, but something close to despair, although neither Tony nor Sandy would realize that until later. It came to Sandy on one of those sleepless nights he had just bought and paid for, lying in the bedroom of his small home in East Statler Heights, with his hands behind his head, and the lamp on the night table burning and the radio on low, sleep 1,000 miles away. Realizing what Kurt had come face to face with for the first time since the Buick showed up, and maybe for the first time in his life, that he was almost certainly never going to know what he wanted to know. What he told himself he needed to know. His ambition had been to discover and uncover, but so what? Spit on that, Jack, as they used to say when they were kids. All over the United States, there were scrambling shirt-tail grammar school kids who'd tell you their ambition was to play in the NBA. Their futures, in almost all cases, would turn out to be more mundane. There comes a time when most folks see the big picture and realize they're puckered up, not to kiss smiling fate on the mouth, but because life just slipped them a pill, and it tastes bitter. Wasn't that where Curtis Wilcox was now? Sandy thought, yeah. His interest in the Buick was likely to continue, but with each passing year, that interest would look more and more like what it really was, ordinary police work. Stakeout and surveillance, writing reports in journals his wife would later burn, cleaning up the occasional mess when the Buick gave birth to another monstrosity, which would struggle briefly and then die. Oh, and living through the occasional sleepless night. But they came with the territory, didn't they?